President Bush recently amended an executive order that limits the ability of federal agencies, such as the EPA, to create and implement regulations. The changes come as the Bush administration faces increasing opposition to many of its policies from a Democratic Congress. Joining us to talk about the significance of these new restrictions is Tom McGarrity. He's a professor of law at the University of Texas, Austin, and the president of the Center for Progressive Reform. Hello, Professor McGarrity.
Hello.
Please, characterize the president's new executive order for us. What is it, and what does it hope to accomplish?
Well, it's really an amendment to an existing executive order that's been around since the Clinton administration and, in fact, has had predecessors that go back all the way to the Nixon administration. The amendments are rather significant, however, in that they broaden the scope of a review of the White House, really, through the Office of Management and Budget, over what the regulatory agencies and the federal bureaucracy can do by way of imposing new regulations on regulated industries.
Yeah, if you could walk me through some of these new restrictions. For example, let me ask you about the language in the new rule that states that when agencies plan on issuing a new regulation, they have to prove that it addresses a specific, quote, market failure.
This is putting the burden on an agency before it can protect or issue a regulation that would protect human beings or the environment to identify some, as you say, failure of the market. Now, a market failure is a situation in which the free market functions poorly. That is, for some reason, the prices of a product don't reflect all the costs that the manufacturer impose. So this really begins from an assumption or a presumption that the market works well and that government intervention is only justified in those sort of rare occasions when the market somehow fails us.
What agencies would be most affected by this new rule? Can you give me an example?
Sure. I mean, the Environmental Protection Agency, first of all, is probably the primary target of this rule. I would say that the Occupational Safety and Health Administration is a target of this rule, too. Could be the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Department of Transportation, which regulates cars and fuel economy standards. That may be what they're trying to be sure that that the agencies toe the line with the White House on things like fuel economy and auto safety.
So what is the overall aim of this executive order?
Well, it clearly represents an attempt by a president whose party has just lost Congress to assert control over the bureaucracy. And it requires rulemaking initiatives to get a sign-off from a regulatory policy officer who is, I take it, kind of the OMB's person in the agencies now. So it's an effort by the White House to reach fairly deeply into the regulatory process. And this is very unusual. And, of course, the burden on the agency to identify market failure is going to mean that they're going to be less likely to promulgate regulations in the future.
Looking over the concerns that the Bush administration has about bureaucracy, what points of agreement do you have with them? Where does this executive order actually help relieve a bloated regulatory process in your mind?
Well, certainly management of a bureaucracy is important. Certainly bureaucracies need to be held politically accountable, and the entity to hold bureaucracies politically accountable is the White House. On the other hand, to talk about a bloated bureaucracy putting a lot of constraints on the business community is simply talk of a generation ago. It's the sort of thing that may have had some traction and credence during the Carter administration when the environmental laws were first being enacted and EPA was out there very vigorously going about perhaps over-vigorously going about its business, and certainly OSHA was doing the same thing, the argument simply doesn't hold these days. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has not issued a single significant regulation in the last 6 years. So it really doesn't need constraining.
Now, somebody listening to our conversation might be thinking, you know, this is all pretty technical stuff, regulation, agencies, bureaucracies. They're going to need another cup of coffee to stay awake. How does this affect the average person on the street in America?
Regulation affects everything that we do. It affects virtually every aspect of our lives, from the food we eat to the air we breathe to the water we drink to the vacation that we're planning in the woods or on the ski slopes to ultimately the national security. And the fact is that administrative agencies really matter. And if they weren't there, you'd know it really quickly, because this marketplace is quite prone to failure and people will be harmed. The food they eat will not be safe. The water they drink will have toxins in it. So I think that as boring as it may be, it is absolutely a vital interest to everyone out there.
Tom McGarity is a professor of law at the University of Texas, Austin, also president of the Center for Progressive Reform. Thank you so much for taking this time, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your iPod or other personal listening device. The address is livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org. Once again, comments@loe.org. Our postal address is 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. And you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. CDs and transcripts are $15. Just ahead, part Boy Scout and part Sherlock Holmes, Buck Wilder tries to get kids out from in front of their video screens and into the woods. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. And from you, our listeners, and from member stations. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.